Blog Talk Radio.
Who would have thought that I'd be doing this again? Playing love games again, yeah, yeah, yeah. Why won't nobody tell me why I'm doing this again? Going two times around the bean, game or two, but you wasn't me for me, and I wasn't me for you. Baby calling me, know that I'm due for you. Man, let this talk, and I still fall for that. Here we go again, yeah. Me and my supposed to be free, yeah. You know what they, I felt so much of you. When I woke up next to you, my heart has been so torn, and you know you were so wrong. But the burning down inside makes me want you more, and now I find myself once again lying in your bed. Yeah. Me and my ex-girlfriend, yeah. Damn y'all. So crazy, I could have been a fool, fell in love again, yeah. Why would I wanna go around and be with you again? Never in my life, and that you would do, girl, what I want you to do, girl, when I was your man. Change my marriage plan. Now that I'm new, girl, what you want me to do? Yeah, what you want me to do? Yeah, see, you cheated on me. Yeah, oh no. But girl, you're so fine. Yeah.
North Carolina, move it, raise up, take your shirt off, put it right your head, spin it like a helicopter.
motherfucker.
First put you down for knocking out, guess what?
What?
Been worse. I'm a superstar. Bought me a big old car, 4.6. Black with the balls on the front and the back, and got a button in the middle, make the truck go. But it ain't about that. It's about getting what you're getting and giving old back here. Big fella,
big fella.
Half of me in Carolina, nigga, done trying to get a
pole.
Mars and Hope, Green County, Hillary,
damn.
Transfer, Santa Rhea, Brown over here,
Green over here.
Pass the tank, down on, Odom, East,
let the tank.
Johnson County, Franklin, Bergdahl, Newport, Warren, Shelby, Kingsville, Goldboro, Halifax, Stateville. And all my niggas doing life behind the wall. This right here, right here, right here is the...
I love music, and every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move, it makes me want to have fun, but it's something about this joint right here, it makes me want to...
That means, yep, you guessed it, it's a drip the mic day. The author Hezian got his love going up on a Tuesday like it's a Friday. Two literary prodigies, these scholars be so talented, they can write a novel about water and still entertain a nice tray. No filters tonight, they might say bright day inducing diatribes that could make a life change. And if you ain't gang gang and don't hang with the Office Lounge on Tuesday, you might want to rearrange how you prioritize things. This is family, man. The Author's Lounge maintains by overstanding what's understood, so the unnecessary doesn't have to be explained. The pilot and co-pilot flying this plane entertains by unleashing verbal positive cargo as if it's carried by a train nonstop through your earlobes all the way in until it reaches the creative portion of your brain. Drip the mic is going to the top, high like we just copped a whole pound of the best strain, conducting top interviews and use our platform to help those who choose to network and idea exchange. This is 2 hours of insane vibes. The Archer's Lounge goes live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central and 7 p.m. Eastern. Guess what? We can be heard worldwide. You know, I sit back like watching Hezzy quarterback like he come with the content and the God is love catches the ball like running it up the side. Drip the Mic presents the Author's Lounge. Stick around so we can drop that sound that up until inception, you and others have been denied. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear those hands collide. And please, help myself and the Drip the Mic Network welcome the Author's Lounge with your host, the author Hezzy, and co-host, God is Love in the building. Let's get
Hey. Welcome to the Author's Lounge. presented to you by Drip the Mic. Today is Tuesday, August 31st. You can call in at 646-378-0355. Press 1 to speak to us and our guests tonight. What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Goddess Love. How y'all doing today? I don't know where bro at. Y'all know, you know, sometimes he's a little late because he out there in that Atlanta traffic sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He out there. He running a little bit behind, but I've been in contact with him. He should be logging in just a minute. So we'll be hearing from him soon.
Oh, okay. How you doing today?
Hey. What's going on, Miss Goddess Love?
I'm hanging in there.
That's what's up, man. Looking forward to another dope show.
Absolutely. We have two great women coming on today. I cannot wait until we get into it.
So I heard.
Yes, we got Ms. Dee Dee Walker and we got Felicia Scott. So, I don't know. Has he be pulling them out the hat sometime? I'm like, what you getting these folks from?
Right. I've seen a promotional banner on Facebook. I was like, oh, this one's going to be hot right here. This is going to be one of them hot shows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. He be coming through.
Yes, sir. So, we've been in contact. So he's getting close. He's messaging me or whatever. So I think he got caught up in a little bit of that weather. I think they got a little bit of that hurricane weather out that way a little bit.
We're supposed to be getting some of that later on tonight, early morning. So I hope it's not too bad. And I know it's not going to be nowhere near what Louisiana got, but, you know.
Yeah, prayers up for Louisiana.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they definitely getting hard. I heard this one. They said something about this one. I was supposed to be worse than Katrina, and they said they ain't had one like this in like years, like since like the 1800s. So I hope everybody come out of that. Yeah, and yeah, they got to deal with that shit on top of the COVID shit. So the hospitals are all full and shit already.
Absolutely, and you know we got some of our author friends out there too who live out there in Louisiana. We want to send some prayers out to them as well.
Absolutely, and anybody else that's out there that's part of our literary network. Definitely prayers up to you. And, Drip the Mic is all about helping and doing that. So if it's anything that we could do, if anybody within the sound of my voice hearing, please reach out to Drip the Mic. If it could be of any comfort or any kind of way, please reach out to us. And we'll definitely do whatever it is within our power to do to give you some help. So keep that in mind also.
That's great. That's good. Thanks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But yeah, back to the show now. So I know we have Dee Dee in the building.
Yeah, we had Dee Dee Walker, and then we also have Felicia Scott coming through to Drip the Mic.
Okay.
We got those two guests coming through tonight. Let's see what they're all about. Next week, we'll have a good show, too. We got a pretty good lineup coming up in September.
Yo, this month. Yeah, the month of September finna be hot. Y'all showing out.
Yep, absolutely. We're going to have some dope people on the show this month.
Man. And just in case, I don't know if I got a chance to get y'all this information, but Drip the Mic is also being featured on the front page of Blog Talk Radio, which is who we use to do who actually hosts our show. They're our host. And so...
Right.
They put our show on their front page. We are at the top spot. So they featured us this week. So if you want to go in there and check it out. Yeah.
When I got the email, I was like, what? Oh, word. Oh, and yeah. I'm going to put it on the social media. As soon as Facebook let me out of jail.
All what you to do. You need some money in your books.
I got a couple more hours left, and then I'll be out of Facebook jail, and then I can promote. I've been in Facebook jail for 4 days.
Yeah, we're going to have to drop a money order in the mail, get you some money on your book so you can get some commissary and shit. You can't eat in that jail food.
For real. Wow. Oh, I got to definitely check that out. That is so dope.
Yeah, I know. Oh. I was really excited when I saw that. I was like, oh shit, really? And so, that's definitely something positive.
That's what happens when you have the number one literary show on podcast.
I have such a dope staff, you know, with you and Hezzy coming on, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we do what we do here, you know, that's all.
Definitely deserve it. You guys rock.
So what's up with you? Do we got any new projects? You got any new projects coming out? Or what's going on your side?
Yeah, my new book, Ready for Love, is actually ready.
Okay.
I got it back from my editor. I'm going to look over it and do any kind of corrections that's on it. I haven't really had time to look at it because just so much been going on in my personal mm-hmm. life. But it's, right. you know, it's almost there. So
yeah.
Hopefully.
Well, we definitely want to feature that.
Sometime in the next couple of weeks, it'll be coming out. And then I'm looking forward to doing, after I release that, I think the next thing I'm going to do is a vegan cookbook.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, because, you know, I used to be vegan, and then,
okay.
you know, I started, you know, I was a vegan for a couple of years, and then I just wanted something. I just wanted a taste of something, and then I never went back. And it's so hard. It's so hard for me to go back to it. And let me tell you something. I can totally feel the difference, though. Like from me
yeah.
eating the meat and not eating the meat. Like I totally
right.
feel the difference in the way I think, the way I move, uh-huh. my physical, like my health, everything. I feel different. So I'm like,
really?
I need to get back to it, but I can't put that steak down. I'm like,
nah.
So I figured if I do a vegan cookbook, it'll force mm-hmm. me to go back to that way of eating.
Mm.
So I figured let me do a cookbook because let me tell you something. I'm already a good cook. However.
Right.
I got this shit on lock for real, for real. Like, I was surprised. Like, yo, I make fried fish out of green plantains. Yo.
Yeah, see, I'm not, I know I probably need to get there, but, you know, I mean, like, I know it's natural for your body and everything and all, it's supposed to be all that and all that shit, but, meat has just been so good to me. I mean, it's just, you know, it talks to me, it helps me out when I need counseling. It provides such, like, essential things to my body that it needs
mm-hmm.
throughout this life. So, you know, but, you know, my wife, she be getting on me and shit about, you know. I mean, but,
yeah.
she know,
yeah,
I think she kind of crazy.
You don't
got
to go as far as extreme as to being a vegan, you know. Just do, like, maybe a meatless Monday or something. Start off slow.
Okay. I won't promise that. I won't
One
promise
day
that.
Really wack. One day a week.
I think she's trying to poison me. See, that's the thing. See, I'll call the police because I think this is some ID channel shit that she's trying to pull on me. So,
now, if you find you a real good vegan soul food restaurant, you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Cause they got vegan soul food everywhere now. So it's like you could find it and you'll like it. I'm telling you, you'll like it.
Yeah, there's a lot of places around here in Houston like that. Baby, don't let me catch your ass. Yeah, let me drive past you and see your car parked outside of here and shit. I'll have to go check our insurance policy to make sure our shit ain't she ain't raised our shit up real quick.
You know what? You always get on here and start talking shit.
always.
I'm gonna have to defend the queen because you do. You get on here, and not one time do you get on here and not talk shit. Mm-hmm. I know she be listening
well,
to
true.
I know when you get off, she goes, so what was you saying when you was on air?
Listen,
I
the
was.
Stuff I be saying came out the Bible. That's how true it is.
Oh, don't go there.
Oh, uh-oh.
Do not go there.
Uh-oh.
I'll stop. I'm sorry.
See?
Uh-oh. See? She on the horn. Get him first,
yeah.
lady.
See what happened. You see what happened. Listen, she takes everything from me. Believe it or not, like, okay, I'm about to tell you something that you probably never even knew that nobody probably ever knows. I'm actually the Drift Mike CEO.
Really?
I don't think nobody knew that because she takes everything.
I didn't know that either.
She came and took Drift the mic from me. Right. when I talk to people, they're like, excuse me, who are you? I'm the one that created the whole network. Well, we need to talk to that lady that Subliminal because we haven't heard anything about you. So come taking all my shit from me. So what I be saying be true. It's just that she got the wool pulled over your ass, and so she makes you look like I'm always talking shit.
Oh wow. Okay.
That's what happened.
You're going to get it, right? You see that? It's the silent treatment. When they silent, you already know what's
fucking
happening.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. She's in here.
So you can't be getting on here doing that, though. And I'm going to have to call you out on that because I got to look out for my sisters.
You can't be coming over here doing that. You heard her.
Mm-hmm. But I know... I didn't know you was the CEO though.
Yeah, my name is on it in the whole shit. like even the LLC is in my name, you know. But I don't. The state of Texas barely motherfucking believe me. They was like, we're gonna need an affidavit, a written affidavit from her, saying that you have permission to do this.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
How you doing, Miss First Lady?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there. Waiting for our brother to come on in that Atlanta traffic.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I heard. I didn't know it was going to reach that far. I was like, damn.
Yeah, the weather is, yeah, because we're supposed to be getting it tonight. But I knew this morning when I got up because it was really cloudy, and I was like, we don't get none of that weather. But then I was reading later on today that we were supposed to get it tonight.
Wow. Well, definitely, I'll pray for you here. Make sure that everybody near you is come out okay from this thing, man. Because if it's anything, they said it's supposed to be worse than Katrina's, but if it's anything like Katrina, this shit's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I was looking at some footage of it earlier. It looked really crazy. The guest, one of our guests that we have on tonight, she's actually... from Greensboro.
Okay. All right. I kind of feel that when you play that Petey Pablo.
Right. And when I heard the song, I said, I already know what that song is about. I said, he wanted to play North Carolina.
Yeah.
And me and my grandson was here. I was like, yeah, I know why he played this song. My grandson just looking at me. I'm like, yeah, you don't know nothing about this. This song old right here.
Yeah, right. Yo.
That song old.
But here's the thing about it. I was old when that song came out.
I don't think I was old, though. I think I was like, I don't remember. What year it came out? I might have been in my late 20s.
North Carolina.
When the movie was out. What was that? Something with the football. Was it Drumline?
Oh, Drumline. Yes, right. He was in Drumline. He did do something in Drumline. Damn, that's real old. Shit.
Yeah, that's real old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so yeah, we're going to stop talking about that. we're going to stop talking about that right now. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Drift and Mike Presents The Author's Lounge with your host, Hezzy, the author, and we also have co-host Goddess Love in the building right now. If you're listening online and you want to be part of this dope show, call in, have a question for us or any of our guests, please pick up the phone, hit that number. 646-378-0355. Who am I? I'm nobody. My name is Aziz, the pulmonologist. And I was just trying to come in and take up some time to our man of the hour shows up and get our guest in. And so you guys could just hear this fantastic, fantastic interview that we're getting ready to have. I know I can't wait. I've been kind of excited about it for the last couple of days since I've seen it posted. So go ahead and do what you do. If you Roll it up. Drink it up. Pour it up. Kick back, relax, and just get ready for a dope show with us.
Wow. There you have it.
So what I'm thinking is maybe we could do a quick, we'll just take a little quick music break, give me time to get in, get yourself situated and all that stuff. What you think?
That sounds like a plan.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. We're going to give you some Rick Ross and Wale.
Dice pineapple. Tonight you shall reach a height that the sky won't catch you. The highest form of my admiration. I ain't no connoisseur, but I'm kind of sure you will admire my tasting before the sun graze you. I'm trying to see how deep you are. And believe me, shawty, I ain't talking about no intimate conversation. I want to see if I can make you reach things unobtainable when I peek into your nature. And I promise you my goals will exceed any physical pleasure. I want to give you what's better than better. The better my effort, the wetter her treasure. The more these mere moments seem like heavens or temporary forevers. Try to get it together. Dice pineapple. May your love come down so my mind might have you. You design my imagination. Let me redefine foreplay so you need five. And tell me, shawty, you got it, baby. If it's not it, baby, hope it's progress, baby. Let it all drip, baby. Stop that shaking. No more talking, baby. No more talking, baby. Shawty so fine, pussy so fresh. Diced pineapples that my baby tastes the best. I nearly lost my mind. Guess it was a test. Swept off her feet and went and bought her at Select. Paid it off cash so I never wrote a check. Leave my cars at a crib, I'm just stunting on an X. Pussy's excellent and I know it sound a mess. I let her make her toes curl as I'm licking on her flesh. Sex all night, couple shots to Ciroc. Crib on the water, got LeBron up the block. Money ain't a thing, baby, welcome to the mob. Diced pineapples, talking diamonds by the jar. Bitch so bad, got me wishing I could sing a uniform. Isabel Marant when you on the team. Double MG, the mother niggas fell off. Baby girl, I just wanna see you well off.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you call it. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you mad, then you take it all back. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Then we fuck all night till things get right.
Shawty so fine, pussy so fresh. Diced pineapples, I just bought my girl a set. I know my lifestyle, wow, I do it for the set. She know how to make me smile and she do it with the sex. Pop bottles, make love, thug passion. Red bottoms, Montclair, high fashion. Belt buckles, door handles, gold plated. Ball man, rich denim, out Vegas. French Riviera, baby girl, let's take a trip. I'm a trip, go to Cannes, France to catch a flick. Baby, listen, this position is a blessing and with your permission, hopefully you learn a lesson. I'm so fly that I shouldn't even walk. She's so fine, she ain't even got talk. Diced pineapples, talking diamonds by the jaw. She never wrote a song, but I know that she's a star.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you call it. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you mad, then you take it all back. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Then we fuck all night till things get right.
Something about her, probably can't live without her. Roll up some sour, let me kiss on the fountain. Mission accomplished, you increasing your heart rate. And I won't ever rest, we meet at the peak of your mountain. Eager to show you, thinking that I should know you. And you eager to work, perfect, I can't employ you. Designer should spoil you, rug you down with the oil. To get on a higher tree, you gonna have to climb a sequoia. Hold up, you showing off some Asian provocateur. Rushing you out your drawers, though patiently get you off. Hate when they be too anxious, though hate when they be too dull. Like to go deep, but I hate to get too deeply involved. How sweet is you? Let me see some proof. Fuck make them pussy talk, I like to make it sing a tune. All we need is weight, we don't need no room. Right now I'm trying eight, and we don't need a spoon.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you call it. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you mad, then you take it all back. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Then we fuck all night till things get right. All right.
Tonight I want to talk to you about a
situation. Check this out. Let's go. Tonight is my pleasure to indulge my duty to make your temple feel beautiful. Providing adventurous comfort for your vitamin P is essential to accent your sensual. I've been known to make your soul move, groove, so when you moan, it's like your octave has plagiarized the smooth tunes of Najee's saxophone. And your tone is music to my ear, so I will atone for the wrongs done to your anatomy, and that is the motivation I have. If I pull you straight from the tub, your body still filled with suds, bend you down, push my face in your love. Because in my head I've been replaying visions of your back shot more than my favorite clip on Pornhub. So I ask for your understanding. My urge to purge in you has my expansion grandstanding, demanding that I impede on your standing. Feasting you like dinner, but I have no table manners. My oral is impolite. Flashes and messes haunts my past, and I don't see that changing tonight. Your ripe fruit is in my sight. It's only right I savagely indulge in your delight. Unsustained might, this is a statue thirsting to get at you. Your temperature has you pushing the dial way past its highest point. Your joint has me floating like push when I push buffness in you. In a rush to stuff you, and I trust you to be up to the challenge. Challenge every inch of my talent with your prize. Your funnel cloud inside suctions my stride when we collide. My surfboard rides your riptide until your water sprays like a maverick wave. Inspecting your cave is testing my man-made athletic. Engraving my shape in your display makes you sweat out those name-brand cosmetics. I know Matt caught the grip, but don't trip, I'll get it, so don't let it be the excuse for a truce, because your juice has met more than I expected now that it's loose. The soil of your garden blooms and has me consumed in your spring weather, in tune with your treasure, we measure each other's fertilization. Your verbalization is words that are all vowels like rules, and expresses anticipation. My appreciation is impatient, I no longer leave you waiting. Our equal cadence has us taken and makes us trade ejaculations, creating this soothing situation.
Welcome back to the Author's Lounge. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's your girl, yep. Goddess Love.
Yeah, yeah, yo, and it's your girl, Subliminal. You know how to get rid of them, right?
I had to check him real quick because he always get on here talking smack.
Yeah, that's nothing new. He does it everywhere he goes.
It must be fun living with him.
You, is that what you're calling it?
You calling it fun? Let's call it adventurous.
Adventurous. Okay.
Never a dull moment. And always got to stay on top of my game and knock him out sometimes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But he is a CEO. Certified entertainer. Anonymous.
Right. I was messing with him for a little bit.
I had to mess with him for a little bit.
I know. I'm so sorry you have to put up with that sometimes.
It's perfect.
I try to control him. I have to control him sometimes. But actually, we got a tremendous show.
Yeah, we do.
So instead of waiting for that other man that's always late eating Burger King on the air when he does come in, let's go ahead and kick this show off.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to let you.
Who we got going on?
I believe we have Ms. Didi in the building. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
There she goes. Welcome to the Office Lounge. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited and honored to be here.
Oh, we're so excited for you to be here as well. Thank you for joining us on the Office Lounge tonight.
The pleasure is mine.
So, Ms. Didi Walker, tell our listeners who you are, where you from, what do you do? Give us the spiel. Give us some tea.
Well, I do a little bit of everything, but for the most part, I'm an aspiring actress. I've done some acting. I've been in a couple of short films and an upcoming soap opera. I'm also in, I just finished writing a short story called Jessica's Drama that we are currently filming right now. And I also have a YouTube. I'm new to YouTube. So I have a new YouTube show called The Didi Walker Live Show. And I've got a radio show, too, called The Didi Walker Live Show on 106tbcradio.com.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. You're a busy bee. How do you fit all of those hats on in one day?
Oh, my goodness. Well, everything is by the grace of God. And then on top of it, my husband is there for me for everything. So he is, if, you know, one of the things I didn't mention, of course, before COVID, I used to host a lot of red carpets, and he was there filming them, and he's there with me. So I have to say, with my husband and the grace of God.
Yeah, it's always great to have a good support system, you know?
Yeah.
That's really great. So tell us a little bit more about your acting and your acting career. What have you done and what projects do you have coming?
Oh, okay. Awesome. Well, I've been in a short film, like I told you guys before, which was written by Randy Fournay and produced by Charlie James. Actually, it was written, directed, and produced by Randy Fournay, and then produced by Charlie James. And it's a repast, and I play the villain, in that. I play Gretchen, and I was also in another short film by a gentleman named Seneca Robinson. And that one is called Miss Jackson, and I had like a little small part in it, but I was honored because my mom had the main part in that. And what else? Oh, yeah. I was also in two movies, which the first one was called Sexy Assassin, and it was rewritten and called Butter, and I played the mother to Butter in that. And I'm also cast in a new and upcoming soap opera called Too Real for You, and I play Portia, another villain, in that one. And then I've got a project called Jessica's Drama that I just finished writing, and we are now in production with filming it.
So out of everything that you've done, which one do you consider to be your baby?
The one that Jessica's Drama. I wrote that, and I wrote it a long time ago, and to actually see it, you know, go into production and stuff like that, that's my baby right there. I love it.
And what are you hoping that it leaves behind? What message?
Oh, the message I'll leave behind?
Mm-hmm.
Never give up. Always focus on your dreams and understand that you can fall short. You're not perfect. And, you know, and make sure that you have a support system in everything that you do.
That's great. That's good. That's a good message to have. So you just wrote a book as well, right?
No, I didn't write a book. I wrote the short story, which was originally supposed to go into a book, but we just decided to start filming it. Eventually, it will go into a book, which I know is kind of backwards. You're supposed to write the book first and then shoot the movie. But Jessica's drama, yeah, it was supposed to be a book, but now it's going to be a short story, and it's going to be a three-part short story. And then we're going to write the book, which the book is going there's actually going to be three parts to the book that's written. And so when we do the second part, we'll do the book first, and then we'll do the movie.
Oh, okay. You know, I mean, it's not traditional, but I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea, though, because, you know, it might make others want to read the book. The ones that saw the movie is, like, really going to definitely go get the book just for comparison alone.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a great idea. Absolutely agree. What do you have going on in your future? What you got going on besides the production of that? You have anything else coming up?
Yeah.
You know what I really want to know before you get into that? How in the world did you meet Hezekiah?
Oh my goodness. I met Hezekiah at an event. One of the things that I do is I raise money for different charities. I met him at an event, and he's a pretty cool dude. I really like him. And he, just before he did all the phenomenal things he did, he was in the beginning of writing his book. And so we were kind of collaborating on that a little bit, and that's how I met him.
Oh, that's great. I heard you mention that you do some charitable events that raise money. Do you have your own organization? Will you help?
Well, I used to have an organization called JWalk, and JWalk Productions basically technically started before I was doing everything that I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've raised money for sickle cell anemia. I raised money for Make-A-Wish Foundation, OI, and different things like that. And so basically what we did is we got together, we collaborated with folks who are singers and musicians and things like that. And we all got together and we put on a concert. We added fashion into it, and we raised funds, and 100% of the proceeds went towards those, the things that I'm talking about. And that was my baby. And the only reason why that is not up and going right now, because I partnered with my cousin who was very important to me, and she was going through some health issues. So we decided, let's go ahead and put this for rest. And we'll get back to it. So eventually we'll get back to it, but I've never left that concept of raising monies, because even without the foundation, I've always continued to raise money for sickle cell anemia, and it's specifically sending kids who have sickle cell anemia to camp. So that's what we were doing. A lot of that was before COVID, you know.
Right. Wow. Helping kids with sickle cell anemia is a really great organization, because I used to have a neighbor, and their son has sickle cell, and I used to feel so bad because he was always getting sick. Like, you know, when I would ask where he was, it was like he was in the hospital, and it was hard watching this family, you know, go through all his pain all the time. But I would like to say that was about 7-8 years ago, and he's gone on to college, graduated college, and he's living his best life right now. So it's like, that's a really good story, you know, a feel-good story that I like to tell people who sometimes are suffering from certain diseases. You know, like, this guy really pushed through. Like, you could do it. You just have to have the mindset and just be positive, think positive, and, you know, and push through. And I think that's what he did, that organization. And, you know, those kind of, you know, people with that kind of disease, they do get sick often.
Yeah, they really do. And one of the things that I've liked, I was working directly with Greensboro, the department in Greensboro. One of the things that I really loved about it, because Originally, how I even got into that, which I didn't mention, I used to have a TV show, local TV show called Coffee Time, and we interviewed this young gentleman, and he was in the camp. So he started, his name is Darnell, and he started in the camp as a kid, and then he grew up and he became one of the people that sat on the board. And unfortunately, I was like, gosh, you know, I got to continue this. So I did it because of that. But the thing that I love about this camp is that one of the reasons why I felt it necessary to help raise money for it, because the kids who go there, they get sick, like you said. And so they don't really get to stay and have a good time. So the money was basically to have a nurse on there so they can address those things, so they can stay there and enjoy the camp and, you know, just be a kid without having to worry about all of the defects of sickle cell anemia. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's awesome. I really commend you on that. That's really, really great. And it's going to be awesome when you guys, you know, start that up and running again.
Yeah, that's one of my long-term goals. That's something that in the future I would love to start that back up again. And we focus on a lot of different things, but we're going to focus on sickle cell anemia and, like I said before, with the kids. So hopefully that'll come up soon. When it does, you know, I'll let you guys know.
Great. We definitely need to know that information, because I'm sure there's a lot of people that are listening right now who know somebody that knows somebody that needs some kind of help. And, you know, the kids, it's for the kids. You know, you want the kids to be kids while they can be kids. You know, think that's awesome. I think that's really great. I want to see if, I don't know where my host is at today. He's really late. I don't know what's going on. He was so excited about this show today. It was like, it was a big hush-hush secret for a minute. We was like, wait a minute, what's going on? And poor guy. Yeah. I hope he makes it through that weather. He's probably having some really terrible.
Yeah, I heard about that weather. I did. I heard about the weather, so I hope that everything's okay with that.
Yeah, the weather is definitely a little crazy out there. So, but I'm out here in Greensboro as well, so we are right now.
Oh, yeah, Greensboro. Yeah, that's where I'm at, Greensboro.
I'm in Greensboro.
What did you say?
I'm in Greensboro right now.
Oh, okay, that's where I am too. And so the weather's looking pretty, yeah, and I hope it stays that way.
Yeah, I hope so. I was saying earlier that we're supposed to get something. I'm not sure if we're going to get a lot, but it said we're going to get some thunderstorms later on tonight. I'm not really originally from here, so this weather is kind of crazy. It's like, I don't know about all these storms. I'm adjusting, getting used to it though.
I'm adjusting. Yeah. Really interesting. I'm originally from Long Island, New York, so when I came here, when it's cold in September or beginning to get cold, we came down here. I felt like it was summertime. And, and usually around Halloween time, it's like, you know, it's pretty cold. But down here, you may have your shorts on, or it may be cold. I don't know.
Right. And, you know, and I totally get it, because I'm from New Jersey, so we have the same kind of weather. Yeah, I'm from New Jersey, so I'm from Newark, New Jersey. So, you know, same kind of weather. So when I got down here, I was like, wow. I don't think I've worn a coat since I've been here. And I'm like, I left my coat in Jersey. I was like, I'm going to leave this coat in Jersey when I come to visit, because I'm never going to wear this down here. That coat is like, you know, it's a big old, you know, not a North Face. It's a Michael Kors, one of those bubble jackets. So I'm like, it's really hot. Like, I'm not going to wear that.
Yeah.
So I left it in Jersey. I don't think I've worn a coat since I've been here, and I've been here 4 years now.
Eventually you'll adjust that code, but right now you still got that New York, you know, weather up in you.
I'll be flashing now, child. I don't really want nothing on.
TMI.
You know, all women go through it at some point. Like, you know, I just be hot. You know how some people sleep with the fan and the AC on. That is me. Like,
that is hilarious. That is too funny.
Now, Ms. BD.
Yes.
Out of everything that you have done, mm-hmm. everything,
mm-hmm.
which one would you do over again?
I would have to say I would definitely do the nonprofit over. It's two things, really, but the nonprofit, if I had to choose, I would definitely do that over. I had so much fun. I really did.
So what would be that second choice, though? I'm curious enough. What would be that second choice?
Oh, okay. I love Too Real for You, playing Portia Love, her character. And I'm going to have a chance to do it over again. But I love her character. She is a hot mess in a hand bucket. And I like, but she's completely different from my personality. And I love it. And she's a villain. She's a villain for the villains, if you know what I'm saying.
So you like that about her. She brings out your alter ego.
Yeah, she says stuff that I would never think of saying, you know. So, and actually, mm-hmm. as I'm saying it, I'm like, you know, I picture myself standing beside me like, oh, my God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But she does say stuff, and Erlina Guilford is the film producer, the writer, and the director of it. And she's an awesome writer, and I love that character that she's developed for me.
That's great. You was going to say something,
I was going to ask her, because she's in so much. What was the one thing that someone criticized you on, and how did you handle it?
I've been in so much, but I went to go host this show. And like I said before, my personality is completely different from Portia Love. So I went to go host it, and it was like a true hip-hop, hardcore audience. And I got up, and I was like, hey, everybody, how are you doing? You know, they stopped and looked at me like, what the, you know. And so I was told maybe that's just not your scene, and I was criticized. But I did it again, and I was, you know, I felt like I was much better. But I was told, and I did a different type of scene, but I was told that's not your scene. That's not your forte. That's not what you can do. And I kind of believe it, too. I was a little too nice.
How do you feel
Everybody
about that
else now? Was hard. What'd you say?
So how do you feel about that now? You said you sort of believed it at the time. How do you feel about that now?
Well, I kind of feel like that, you know, despite how, you know, I was told that, you know, maybe this is not your scene. I just basically said, you know what, I'm going to, you know, I was offered another hosting position, and I was very successful at it. You know, I felt very comfortable. So I kind of feel like it was good criticism because they were very upfront and straight out. They told me, look, you can't do this. You can't, you know, they told me the things that I couldn't do. And I took, and I said, you know something, they're right. You know, if I would have did it this way or came out this way or, start, you know, or been myself, you know, people would have perceived me a little bit better. But instead, I was coming out as, I don't know what the heck I was coming out, but it didn't work.
So you feel like, it sounds like you feel like if you hosted something like that again, you gain some tools, and you will be like,
I think I'll be on point with it. But that day, I don't know, and I think my nerves was bothering me, and it was a couple of people. What is that song? What's that dance with the guy?
Hecklers.
It was a guy. He did. It, oh God, how come I can't? To the left, to the right. Anyway, the guy was came out and he was singing a song with a couple of, it was from, you know, pretty decent artists that came out, and I think that all intimidated me. It scared me. And I was like, oh my God, this is not going to work. And I was telling myself it wasn't going to work.
Right.
So, so if I can give any advice for anybody, you know, just have faith in yourself. Put your best foot forward. You know, you are your worst nightmare. You know, people don't know who you are. And if you're going to sit and tell yourself that you can't do something, then you're going to project that. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of learned.
Especially if you're booked. Like one thing, like when I first started doing like live shows and stuff, I'm actually a spoken word artist. So I'm from Oakland, California.
Amazing.
So I did a lot of live shows in California. But when I first started, like when I get booked by somebody, I would go in there and I would already have, like, once I see the audience or get a feel for it, I would preconceive what they're expecting from me. But then I have a situation similar to yours. And so, but what I was told by the person was, you have to understand, I booked you because you're you, because of who you are. I didn't book you to be, you know what I'm saying, what the atmosphere is. I booked you to be who you are. And you have something that sort of transfers that vibe over into your vibe. So even if there is a certain vibe going on, you do what you do, especially as an MC or a host or something like that. You do what you do, and you control that vibe. And once you're booked, they're booking you for the talent that you have. You see, and so that's what got me. That's why I was really interested to know how you felt about it now. Felt about it now versus back then.
But you know, it's interesting that you said that, because that's what my manager at the time had said to me. He was like, "Listen, you know, they heard you. They saw you. They hear you talking and everything. So they know who you are. That's why they wanted you. So you didn't bring you. You brought somebody else."
I can relate. I can relate 100% to that.
I'm getting some. Listen, y'all talking, but I'm getting some jewels here. You know, because I'm a newbie. I'm getting some stuff. I'm learning.
You got what I got?
I'm learning some stuff.
I got believe in yourself, no matter what.
Absolutely.
And give your all and do your best, no matter who's there.
No matter who's there.
Yeah, whether you got two people in the crowd or you got 1,000 or 1,000,000 in the crowd, you got to bring it no matter what.
No matter who's there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. All right now. So let's see, what else we need to know about Ms. D.D. Walker? She's phenomenal. Isn't she? She has a lot going on there.
So your radio show. When is it?
So it's on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we support independent artists, and we talk about hot and juicy subjects with my co-host, which is literally my mom and dad. So I ask them some outrageous questions, and their reactions are hilarious. So that's what we do.
Oh, wow. I bet that is
okay.
Funny.
I want to know what these questions are. Give me an example.
Me too. One question was, what would you do if you caught your best friend cheating with, you know, your two best friends who are dating each other, but you caught one of them cheating? Would you let them know, or would you just keep it moving, or what would your advice be? And, you know, my mom is real sassy. She is, how can I describe her? She is, Love and Hip Hop, Mama D. She's that personality. Yeah, and they call her Mama D, and so she's like, no, I'm Mama Denise, you know what I'm saying? And so, because she loves Mama D, too. And and my dad is very, like, very, he is political man meets conspiracy brother. So that's what he is. That's his personality. So when I ask them these questions, it's kind of off the mark of what they're thinking, and their answers is like crazy, you know. You know, so, and you know, the thing about it is the dynamics between those two, because they used to be married, but they're no longer married anymore. So they retain their friendship. So it's interesting to hear what they have to say about stuff.
I bet that is, I bet that's amazing. And you said it, give those times again.
Oh, it's at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's on 106tvcradio.com, and that's Tom Barry Charlie Radio. So it's 106tvcradio.com.
And what's the name of the show again?
It's called the Dee Dee Walker Live Show, and I also have it. That same show is also on YouTube as well, which is called the Dee Dee Walker Live Show.
You're new to YouTube, right? How do you like that?
You know what? I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure out what my lane is on it. I love it, and I like to talk about subjects, and I like to interview folks. I like all above, so I like it. I'm really, really very new. Like, some of these content containers, they talk about how they are new to YouTube, but I'm like in the womb, haven't even come out. That's how new I am.
What would be, as an interviewer, what was one of your controversial topics?
Controversial topics. Of course, when, you know, we addressed Black Lives Matter, that was one of the topics that I talked about, and then of course mental illness was kind of a little controversial too, because the way we addressed it, and what else? I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of different stuff that kind of, you know, we talked about the Bill Cosby situation, and thinking about it in different type of viewpoints. You know, stuff like that.
Do you have a topic that you're very passionate about that you can talk about constantly, that you're really passionate about?
Yeah, matters of the heart. I could talk about that all the time. I could talk about matters of the heart. I'm very passionate about that because, you know, that's a conversation that me and my husband have. It's a conversation that indirectly it applies to everything. So I really love talking about that, you know.
That's great. Do you do interviews with other couples besides asking your parents questions?
Oh, yeah. I interview a lot of folks. I've interviewed a lot of folks on 106, and I've interviewed a lot of folks actually on my YouTube as well. And I interview, it seems like right now, I interview, my objection is to interview everybody. But so far, I've interviewed a lot of actors and producers and singers and things like that. You know, I've interviewed a lot of people like that. But I interview pretty much a lot of
them. Oh, that's great.
So we're putting on so many hats. What actually is Dee Dee's mission statement?
I'm sorry, say that again?
You wear so many hats. And you're doing so much, which I think is all positive. But what is Dee Dee's mission statement?
Oh, that's a good one. to love, live, and look forward to all the beautiful things in life.
Love it, love it, love it. Now, is that pretty much the mission statement of all of your shows and things that you're doing? Is that pretty much
basic
statement of your projects?
Yes, it's to love. For mostly everything I do, everything is a purpose and a reason behind it. Even when from talking from matters of the heart to talking about someone who is going through something as far as, you know, disability or things like that, those things are, it's very, that's my mission statement with all of that, you know.
Yes, yes. Wow, wow. Well, I mean, you just, I mean, it sounds like you do so much positive for the culture. And, I mean, it's you know, and we you know we pretty much do the same thing here. We like to take whatever talent it is that we have and network with other people and see what it is that we can contribute to our culture as well. And the reason I'm saying that is please feel free if there's ever something that you feel that you may want an extra voice on, maybe just some backing or something, somebody just to reaffirm, please feel free to reach out to us, and we'd be more than happy back you up on those statements and see what we can do to just contribute to your success in accomplishing those goals.
Oh, I would love it. I would love to do some collaborations with you guys because I listen to your show, and you guys are phenomenal. You really are. What you guys are doing is amazing, and
wow.
I'm very proud of all of you guys. And when Hezekiah invited me to come on this show, I was excited and then extremely nervous.
Well, I hope we calmed the nervousness down a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. You guys are beautiful. Yes, you guys are amazing.
Yeah, it's a real family feel here. We just got a lot of love for each other. And we just vibe. You know, we just vibe off each other. So, I mean, we just bring, you know, everybody's here because of something that it is that they bring. Like with God is love, when she came, she just brought a whole new energy. Now, it wasn't better or worse than anybody's energy. It was just a refreshing type of breeze that came through the whole network. And show, you know what I mean? So, and that's what we try to do. And we just try to take what we have as each other, you know, not try to be anything different than what we are. We appreciate each other's talent for what it is, because when we combine it, it makes for something phenomenal. And we just try to be, and we just try to, you know, don't try to be more than what we are. You know, we don't try to put ourselves on too much of a pedestal. We just take what we have and we submit it to our listeners and our audience. And whatever the feedback is, that's what it comes from that. But because we all have one thing in common, where we all have just really like gracious and good hearts. And I think that's the connecting energy there is all of us have something good in our heart, just honest intentions and just want to be of service to each other. And I think that's what makes our network go.
And that's what makes it powerful, and that's what makes it unbreakable as well. So, like I said, you guys are very phenomenal. You guys got something very amazing going on there, so I'm very excited and blessed to be on your guys' show.
Absolutely. It's an honor to have you here. It's definitely an honor to have you here.
Honor.
And we do even more honored. Like I said, we get to get those collaborations going. It will be an honor because anything, one thing that Drifter Mike will tell you is that anytime it comes to, like, promotion, uplifting, helping, getting people to that next level. Mm-hmm. If we can do that, then we've done our job.
I would love it. Look, seriously, let's make it happen. That's, you know, I'm all about moving forward and making things happen. So let's definitely do that. Oh gosh, you guys are giving me chills. Y'all are amazing.
Now I have a personal question to ask.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
I didn't tell her this. I'm not part of this question, so I'm just letting you know that right now. This is subliminal. She's the first lady of Drift the Mic, so, she might just come from anywhere. She just might come from anywhere. I'm just putting it out there. I don't have nothing to do with this, whatever this question is about to be.
Was writing your first love, or was it something else?
Oh, okay. That sounds like a trick question. Yeah, I'm not sure how to read into that, but I'm going to say writing was my first love. I was writing and having my parents reenact my writing back when I was like, elementary school.
Wow.
Okay. So she tried to get around it. So I'm going to come from this angle.
Uh-oh.
What is the first thing you wrote?
What is the first thing that I wrote?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Ooh. Oh, yes. I wrote a song. That's the first thing that I wrote. I wrote a song. And that was the first thing that I wrote. And then, I don't know, what did I write? Or did I write? No, I wrote a little play that I had my parents read at. And it was about, what was it about? Butterflies? It was about monster butterflies and how I had to save the world and save them from the butterflies. The butterflies were attacking. People thought they were beautiful, but then they started attacking them.
That's funny.
I can see your parents now running around. Ah, attacking!
So are you an only child?
No, I'm not. I am the oldest. Like I said, my parents had divorced, and so my dad remarried, and he had two boys. And then my mom remarried, and she had two girls and a boy, and I'm older than all of them.
Mm.
Yeah.
You lose your parents for the other ones, pretty much. With your plays and all that stuff, basically, is what you're telling us. You had them doing stuff, and just eventually drove them crazy. And so, by the time the other ones came around, it was just ruined. Everything was just,
I had them. Yeah.
Wow.
Are any of your other siblings as creative as you?
All of them, no, I don't know. They're more technical minded and like into computers. No, my brother, he likes to sing. He did sing and he was in.
I can sing.
No.
Yeah. Oh, you can sing?
No.
I can sing.
Oh, no.
She said no.
Okay.
Now I want you to sing.
Take the poetry, please.
This is your interview, DD, so I'm not going to even. I'm not going to even put my talent. My talent would just over. My singing talent would just overshadow everything. So I'm not going to even start talking about it right now. But
I have that much time in the room.
I have really.
Okay. And the lightning has struck.
Jaheim, Luca.
No.
All of them.
No. No.
Did you say no?
No.
Uh-uh.
Absolutely not.
Well, listen to her talk scene.
To yourself.
I'll be blowing.
To yourself. It's just your imagination running away with you.
Oh, you want me to sing that?
No, it's just your imagination running away with you.
Oh,
again.
I thought you were asking me to sing
that. No. I did not.
Oh, okay.
I did not. Is somebody at the door?
I think
he thinks because he got a deep voice, he could sing.
Yes,
that's what I thought. That's what I was saying.
You have to be able to carry a tune, though.
No.
I can carry it. Okay. I can put it in the bag by itself.
You can. You can do that. Carry it to the bag and put it with the rest of the things that we have.
You
looking at me crazy.
They are a mess. Crazy. And if Hezekiah was
mess.
Here, it
I'm
really
the same one. I just deal with what I have to deal with. She's a mess. Like as soon as we said I do, this other person came out. Like, I left the person I proposed to at the altar. As soon as she said I do, I started getting bossed around and shit.
There you go again, talking smack every time.
Ain't have nothing.
All I'm gonna say is, you bought everything. You bought it all. And I looked up at the sky and said, "Lord, what in the world did I do to deserve all this?"
Now that's true. I don't know what she did in her past life, but you deserve me. You get me. she fucked up bad somewhere. I don't know what it is that she did in the past, but she got me.
I can't wait to.
She did something real messed up because now she got to spend the devil's part with me. I don't know what she did in her past life. But she did something bad to somebody.
Yeah, that is so funny. You guys,
we just love having fun doing us.
You know what? And that's the best time. That's the best time.
I love my wife. Yes, I definitely. I love my wife crazy. Did I say it right?
Did
I say it right? Okay, so give me my money.
Air. You're supposed to wait till you get on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I gotta say that out loud. My bad.
Yes,
I was paid to say that, but no, I love my wife. I love my wife, though, so.
He loved me so much. He tried to drown me this weekend.
Oh. What? Oh, he ain't saying nothing. It must be true.
No, it was our anniversary week this weekend, and we went to a resort. And they had the little tube things that you go around the pool in. And she's trying to go Facebook Live and shit. And then go make the tube tip over.
No. You tried to get on while I was on it, and it flipped over.
So you tried to get on.
I should have jumped off. Next time I know. All I know is that everybody was around talking about, oh, my God. Where was my camera?
They had their cameras, though, because you would have been on Twitter, Facebook.
It's okay, because what goes around comes around. And I got his live.
Oh, my goodness.
He went under live. I was laughing.
Wow. Well, you know, Miss Dee Dee, it's been a real, real pleasure. Like, seriously.
Oh, the pleasure is mine. We're having a ball. Thank you guys for having me.
You're awesome. What'd you say?
I said, thank you for coming.
Oh.
We didn't hear it. Sorry. So, Ms. Walker, give us your, let everybody know where they can reach you, your email, your website, your social media, anything like that.
Okay, so you can definitely, I'm out there on social media. If you look me up on IG, the only Dee Dee Walker, and that's Dee Dee with D-E-E-D-E. But on Twitter is at the only Dee Dee Walker, and that's just two D's.
Uh-huh.
And then, Facebook, if you want to check out my fan page where I'm just behind, just show you guys behind the scenes of my acting and stuff like that. That Dee Dee Walker fan page. And then, of course, on YouTube, check me out, the Dee Dee Walker live show.
And give us your radio station again.
Oh, yes. The radio station is 106tbcradio.com.
That is awesome. We got all the info so we can get all the tea and keep up with Ms. Dee Dee Walker. It's been a pleasure. It's been a real honor having you here.
Absolutely.
Oh, guys, like I said before, the honor is mine.
Did I hear something in the background? Do you have something to say?
No, I was just saying no. It was just great having her here. She dropped some real good gems. I love her work ethic, her spirit, and everything. And again, Phil, please reach out to us if there's anything we can do as far as helping you. We're very interested in collaborating with you so if we can help you get some of these charity organizations some money, help these babies out around here, and do some work. I look forward to working with you.
Yes, I will definitely reach out to you guys. Look out for me, especially I like to get a head start on hopefully the world, with COVID and stuff like that, but I would like to start raising some funds for the kids with sickle cell going to camp for the summer.
Okay, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, that's a painful, people don't know, that's a very, very painful disease. When a disease flares up, they have what they call a sickle cell crisis, and their whole body hurts.
Mm-hmm.
So aspirin, yeah. Nothing will help it. Their whole body hurts. They can't even move. And so yeah, it gets that serious. So please, if you can find it in your heart, anything that you... any organization you know that is working with kids with sickle cell, please, whatever it is that you can donate it, because it's a very, very painful disease. I've known about that all my life. So.
Yes, definitely do that. And when I start up, I like for 100% of the proceeds to go towards that. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, so definitely. So I will keep you guys posted. Yeah.
Well, it's been great. Thank you once again for coming on the Office Lounge. And we will definitely keep in touch. And, you know, we're going to collaborate on some things, make some things happen, you know. And it was awesome. It was awesome meeting you tonight.
It was awesome meeting you guys, too.
You have a blessed evening.
Thank you. Yeah, you guys, too.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye, love.
Wow, awesome show. She was great.
She was dope.
Absolutely. That was a great one. All right, Hezzy, what's up? Like, where you at? I hope you're okay.
He missed
I
out.
I hope you're good. What you say?
He missed out.
I hope he's good. I hope he didn't get caught up in that weather. I don't know what they got going on right now, but... I hope he's all right, but he missed it, and this is the way he wants it.
Uh-huh. He's somewhere where he got to click his heels three times to get home.
There's no place like home.
Nah, he think he's slick. He probably at home eating some Burger King.
Right. That's why. Listen, <to go. laughs>
Like, they think I'm on my way. I'm already in house. Oh, wow. So we have our next guest coming up, right? Or no? What's going on?
I'm not sure if this is our next guest because Hezzy didn't give me the numbers, but their hand is raised. So we're going to see if this is Miss Felicia.
Yes, it is I should have given you guys the number. And yes, I do work the board, so I felt neglected. I was like, wait a minute, do y'all need me on y'all team? Okay, I do need the board too. I
work
the back and the middle. In the middle.
Get and see. That's right. It was all they fought.
Really?
And I heard something in your voice, sir. Okay, so I'm blaming it on you.
I was trying to quarterback the people through the interview. And, but I'm in the back giving signals. I'm giving signals and all that stuff.
I'm on your ever so beautiful wife side.
Thank you.
Oh, that's all I need.
Girl power over here.
That is all she needed to hear. That's all she needed to hear. You just don't know how long you made the rest of my night.
You know what? I'm not sorry because you already know what to do, boo.
Let me find out she shut you up.
I'm already sleeping in frigid weather. She already got the temperature down to like 60, the fan on, the window open, and she even pulled in one of the freezers and opened that. So she's going through this little phase in life whatever, where she just makes my whole life cold.
Wow.
But see, you already know about the hot spot, okay? And I'm leaving it at that because I'm being politically correct, okay?
All right, listen, now that's what you call an introduction, okay? That's Miss Felicia Scott, okay?
Enough about me. Y'all have an interview to do. Conduct y'all interview. Leave me out of here.
Listen, that's what you do. You just come in and just kick the dough in. Like,
going on here? So I blame it on hubby, I always blame it on the men, because of his girl power.
You've been talked to already by these two already. I see that. I already see that. You knew exactly how to come in here.
My third eye stays open. My third eye stays open. And with a name like Goddess Love, and for now,
you know it.
This is
and you
bad.
Got that little deep voice, so I'm going to give you a pass for that. You feel like you could do, honestly, I'm a short person, but, I don't have the podium complex because respect has no height, no age.
I love it. Love it.
Yeah, she just made the best friend. You made my best friend.
Love it. All right, ma'am. So, Miss Scott, tell us all about you.
Okay, besides you being a comedian.
Know what? I'm a comedian. I just talk. That's all I do. I was born and raised in D.C. My first love is dance. I'm a writer by default. Being left-handed, my mom told me that I would write well and I would do well. So keeping those things in mind, when I put the pen in my hand, magical things happen. My writing could be the fact that my grandmother's name, my maternal grandmother's name was Marie Novella, and we don't know that novella is a short story, is a short novel. So that could be it. And she, too, was left-handed. So, when you dance, you are basically communicating words with your limbs. So,
Yes, yes.
Pretty much. And
so what's your favorite dance? You done changed your whole outlook.
Dance is our first love. I love to move, period. My nephew was being terrible. No, little boy, you are not getting interviewed. Shout out to young Samar. He's also a rapper. Oh, Samar, my bad. Okay. He'll be 18 shortly. Shout out to Samar because he's listening. Okay, there you go. Auntie's baby, spoiled brat. Anyway. What dance do I love to do? I love to shake. I'm not going to sit there and lie about it. I love to shake. So I like the shimmy, I like the roll, and I just love to move. Anything that's up and popping, especially catering to the percussions, I love to cater to the percussions, the strings, and the horns.
Mm-hmm. She said dance was her first love. She mean it.
Yeah, she is.
Because I've never heard no one talk about it like that before, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about the instruments, I've never heard no one talk about it like that.
The upbeats, the downbeats.
Because my grandmother grew up during a certain time where, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, and things of that nature, and she introduced me to those cats. And my grandmother would always move because she's a busty lady. So Granny would do this like this shimmy. I'm like, hold up. And a jitterbug. And she would just roll her little hips just a little bit. My mom, she was more like the waltz, real, real cute. Didn't want to break a sweat because she knew she was good looking. She just knew it. But she wasn't conceived. She was like, I know what I'm working with, and that's that. And so you grew up with that type of energy. And my father was all over the place. He used to put me on his shoulders, drop me down, and do some little crazy things with his legs, like the twins that used to dance, the Taffin twins. I can't think of their name right now. Those two. The Nicholas brothers. So, little things like that. And there's the slappers. And shout out to Catherine Duffy and Gima Forte for being the awesome dance teacher that they were. And, that's my first love. And they taught us how to dance to jazz music, poetry, whatever was up and popping, and innovate ballet. We did ballet technique, but trust, it may be off of some R&B opposed to Tchaikovsky, although we did in Swan Lake once in a while in Singing in the Rain. But that's my first love. Poetry, My sister's full. I remember in 1984, she was attending Howard University,
mm-hmm.
and she let me read her literature book. And her literature book had some poetry in it, and I read, I picked out the lamb. And she made me memorize that, and I butchered that man's poetry. I was like, I would never memorize a poem ever again in life. I'm going to read my poetry, and if my poetry is not short and sweet, I will only memorize it if it's short and sweet. Anything long, I am reading because our people had to fuck, you know, to fight to read publicly, to fight to read, period.
Right.
So, no,
mm-hmm.
I'm not one of those poets that memorizes their work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I can if I want to, but I choose not to because I love the book. It's something about the book.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The book is like my magic wand when I'm on stage, you know. It's kind of like part of the costume, so to speak.
So you said that writing was your second love by default. How did you stumble into writing? How did you get started with that?
Being left-handed and just my mother, my mother, my grandmother, my sister, my aunt, just everyone around me always had pen and paper. So you just kind of like just fall into it.
Mm. I see.
You just kind of fall into it, like the numbers, like you ask anybody, like, oh, your father was good with words, with numbers. I'm like, he was good with words as well. So I kind of get the best of both worlds with numbers and words.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how writing kind of fell into my lap. Being left-handed, you know, people say, oh, lefties, y'all have ugly handwriting. And I was like, only my cursive. It looks like old school teachers, her cursive, in my opinion. And you just keep writing. You just know how to write well. Like my mother always would, I would have all these ideas. And she would say, mm-hmm. baby, write it down. So I would begin to write it down, and she kept a lot of notebook paper and pens. And she said, you know what? She said, babe, you know, spelling is not my strength. So I want you to spell well. So if you don't know how to pronounce, spell a word, I need you to go to the dictionary and write sentences so you know how to use the word properly. So she nurtured my writing and, you know, just do what you need to do.
And how does that affect you to this day?
Hmm?
How many words a day do you learn?
Hmm?
How many words a day do you learn?
I don't know.
So
you pick up the dictionary and just go for it. I had vocabulary words from school, additional vocabulary words. So my vocabulary is pretty good in my opinion, but then too my father had good vocabulary because by the time I was four I understood the difference between copacetic and pathetic. What 4-year-old says those words?
Right.
mm-hmm. Along with those explicits that he would say that I would get tapped for. So yeah.
It sounds like you really have a passion for poetry though.
Yeah, poetry. I can do it all. I can do it all. It's like poetry. At one point when I was a receptionist years ago, I could write anywhere from like 15 to 20 poems per day and save it on a floppy disk. And or just carry a notebook. Or sometimes I didn't have paper. This is back when you catch the bus. And you get your transfers. I have written a poem on a transfer before. I may still have that poem somewhere. It kind of looks like Eminem, you know, Eminem's 8 Mile when he had that sheet of paper and it's written all around. I have a bus transfer that looks like that. Poetry.
Wow.
I do poetry by default. I learned how to write short stories, plays. I was challenged to write a children's book. And that's still in the making. You know, publishing has some pushbacks and everything, but I do have a couple of manuscripts.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's great. You have any questions on
this? And then it's just like the right period. Mm-hmm. I like the right period. Like sometimes it was just funny. Before my mom passed, God woke me up and told me to write the obituary. I was like, okay.
Wow.
Yes. I wrote my mom's obituary out within 20 minutes, and I shot it to my sister. I was like, I know she's going to finesse it because that's what she always does. So I wasn't worried about it. So what happened was I wrote a poem for my mom, about two or three of them, sent them to my sister and the obituary. And what my sister did, she read the poetry, my poems, and the obituary, and she just finessed it. And we was pleased. It was like, so everything was tag team. So.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's what she, I'm like the blueprint, and then she's like the fine, she's like that fine-tooth comb that gets the best kinks out with that right angle right there. That's my sister.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So that's when my writing career began. I still have my first notebook that I wrote poetry in when I was in the eighth grade. I still have it.
Wow.
My first composition book, I still have it. Yeah.
So do you have something that you could, you know, drip the mic with tonight?
Sure. Let me go. No,
see,
no one. I don't want
like,
anything out of my book.
Somebody in here, I'm going to drip the mic.
Yeah. Let me give you something that's short and sweet. This is straight all, I've actually memorized this. It's
uh-oh.
In my book, The LP Collection, Lessons in Praise. Lips saying you get none, hips saying come and get some. And you wonder why the brothers on the basketball court are being inordinate with their affection. It's because you that are the definition of switching.
I get it, I get it, I get it. And where was you?
Yeah, you know when the... it's actually in my book, The LP Collection, Lessons in Praise. I forget exactly what page it is on. My favorite poem in my own book is Daughter, which is on page 19, which I don't have with me at the moment.
Where can we find that book? Where is that?
It's on Amazon.
All right. So we got to make sure we get that one. Check it out.
Well, Miss Felicia,
yes,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you and cut you off. But, however, we do have someone on the line who wants to come in. So you love, and I think they may have a question or a comment for you. So I'm getting ready to bring in Miss April Cox.
Oh. Okay.
Ms. Hi, April Cox,
Felicia. It's me, April. Hi. From Black Satin Radio, Who Got Next, Girl?
Yes, this is where I got my background training from, trust and believe.
I just want to come through and show some love tonight on the show. And thank you so much for all that you have done. She's put my son as a co-author, illustrator of some of those children books. She has him in contracts, and now he in the music business, and contracts come easy to him because at 11 she had one in his hand. So I salute you on tonight, Queen. Do your thing.
Wow.
Thank you.
I appreciate you guys bringing me in. Thank you. Salute to y'all.
Wow.
Yes.
Nephew's
mother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's nephew. Yes. He was ear hustling one day about one of my children's books. And I can feel this. And I'm like, yeah, you have the 18 to get the illustrations out, but he will be 18 in a couple of days. So now he's going to co-author of that particular book. I have took him off illustration rights. But he understood a contract by the time he was 11. And he's an excellent listener.
Wow. That's huge.
Yeah, we gotta teach. We gotta teach them as we grow, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, because it's not fair to leave them behind.
Definitely. With my two legal degrees and the legal folk I have in my family, no.
Exactly. I am so glad I got the blog talk where people can call on the phone. You don't have to have everybody live. This is really nice and refreshing because every Tuesday night, man, Felicia was on. So, like, I was like, wow, they picked Tuesday night. That's what's up.
Yes.
Oh, and I'm in North Carolina, too, by the way, you guys. So when I played that P.D. Pablo, I was going in with you.
Hey, I'm not even from North Carolina. I just remember that was my day. So I was just up reliving my youth.
Man, let me tell you, I was in here looking for something to throw my shirt in the air with.
You know what I mean?
We gonna roll it. We gotta do what we gotta do. But I'm from the town called Wilson. I don't know if you heard of that before. It's close to Raleigh. But I'm hearing we supposed to get some rain. So God bless y'all, and y'all be praying for some of this rain.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, peace, y'all. Mm-hmm. Y'all be good.
You too. Thank you.
No
Thank
problem.
You.
It's April Cox in the building, y'all.
Oh. That's great. How you feeling over there, Felicia? You feeling all right?
I'm feeling good. She's also, she's going to get me. She's also a poet as well, but she hasn't written anything.
She's a good poet,
you
too.
Know, it's like, I think what happened was nephew kind of took mama pen and rolled with it. So we're going to leave this. That's what happened. We was like, okay, God, we see what you did. You transfer the gifts.
Right.
But the gifts don't quit.
Mm-hmm.
We said the gifts don't quit.
And she got off that line real quick before we asked her to drip the mic.
Oh, yes, she did.
Yeah.
And you know, that's on me. That was on me. I let her slip out. And we'll do that here. You mentioned poetry. Oh, we going to hold you to the fire. And I let her slip out. And I know April's a good poet. She's a dope poet. I know for a fact. I let her slip out. Though. Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Yeah.
How you ready? Take a place. Oh, we got a poet on the line right now.
She's going to get it.
Yeah, she's about to spit.
Who?
Don't tell her, though.
Yeah, we're going to let her know.
We're going to let her know she's going to get it.
Yeah, but we're going to let but she's going to spit the piece. She don't know this yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but she's going to spit the piece. Right.
Yeah. Who's going to spit the piece? It's going to be me or the next person on the line. Because I know you people
That would be you.
That would be you.
Nice try.
Okay, I'm gonna grab my book just in case. You know, thank God for cell phones.
You see that shit? She tried it.
I was trying to get out of it, but y'all on to me. See, my sister.
Yeah, you were talking about rain and all that shit. No, you weren't about to get off of here without spitting the piece. Nice try though. Very nice try. Start talking about the weather and shit. That's when you know somebody up to no good when they start talking about the weather.
It's raining
awfully hard.
But
you outside, you inside.
I tell you. Now I ain't gonna blame you on the rain because I ain't nobody Milli Vanilli.
That's right. I'll start singing.
I'll sing a song. Or you going to base to not base?
He didn't hear you. Say it again.
I said he going to sing 10 or 5 miles away, or he going to base to not base.
See? And that's why he put you on the spot.
Wow, this is second.
You got that book?
Asking him a question, and he just hushed.
We'll keep on going with this interview. We want to hear that. We want to hear some poetry.
Okay, this is Daughter. It is on page 19 of my book, The LP Collection, Lessons in Praise. And this particular poem will actually be 21 in October.
Wow.
Daughter, I have heard you every time you cry. I know what you are going through, and you will smile after. The trial that you are facing is only to make you strong. I bragged about you long ago, and I'm just completing my job. I'm shaping and molding you for your next position. And this position, you'll face more trials. That is why I'm allowing you to go through this trial. I know that it seems like as it would never end, but have patience, daughter. You are going to win. You just remember to put on your armor. I will hold your hand every step of the way. Just have faith. Daughter, just remember that I have not failed you yet. Even though you may want to throw in the towel, you have to be strong because it's too late for you to turn back now. Daughter, I hear you every time you cry. Daughter, don't you know that Satan has to ask me to do whatever he wants to do to you? I signed a permission slip because I bragged about you, and I know that you are going to win because you are my child. Daughter, you don't have to cry anymore because your battle is won. Daughter, welcome to your new position.
I like that a lot.
I was at a law firm doing reception, and it was a temp assignment, and they were contemplating hiring me or keeping their other receptionist. So when I wrote it, she was looking for something else, and she was like, "You didn't finish it, and that's for me." So when I was thinking about publishing my book, I made sure I put that particular poem in it, and it's also one of my Sandbox Buddies' favorite one too.
Wow.
The whole book is about 65 poems in here, and I have a lot of notebooks. I just write. It's therapeutic for me.
Wow.
I feel like a lot of people can relate to that. I was going to say a lot of women, you know, who have, you know, like relationships with their daughters, but I had to rethink that because I actually have a piece that kind of has that same concept where I'm talking to my son. And it's just sometimes something that, I just had to get that out because sometimes my kids will ask me things that cause me to critical think, start critically thinking about them. And it amazes me sometimes how certain situations or certain things that they could say will make me start thinking critically and actually teach me some things. And so, like when I was listening to your piece, I could just hear, you know, how you were reaffirming what your responsibility is in her life as well as who you are in her life, which are two different things, right? So I kind of like how you...
I have a lot of mothers, like a lot of my best girlfriends, their mom have taken me under their wings, and my mama Gwen always be like, daughter. she writes as well. So it's one of those conversations, thinking back of, you know, what she may have said, my mother, my biological mother, and just all the mothers, like, and God speaking to women in particular, but, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. So we're getting down to the wire here. We got to find out what's going on with you, what you got going on, what's coming up. Give us all your future deets.
What's coming up? I'm writing another kid's book. Don't know when that's going to be out. What? No, I have it. I have that, but I'm actually writing another, helping assist with another kid's book, which is easy to do. I can write a kid's book probably in about 3 weeks tops if I'm diligent with no interruptions. I have a website. It's my whole name, Felicia Karen Scott. Go figure. www.felicia.com. Just have a lot just going on in the background. As April mentioned, just pretty much assisting with Samad, with, you know, going over contracts and his wardrobe and whatever other questions that he may have, and just helping, you know, my godmother slash auntie with a lot of things on the back end. Andre Harris helping her with some things. You know, she can tell me we're going to the moon. I'll be like, okay, I'm coming.
Right.
And
right.
I mean, literally, she could say that. Felicia, we're going to the moon. Okay. What time?
Right.
And
on your way.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm just thankful for that connection, you know, from another person who's also a poet, one of my little sisters, Rochelle. She's also a poet, but she's not published.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of friends and family and foes who are, they're artists.
Right. Right. So give us your social media network. Can anyone reach out to you? And are you offering...
Oh, yeah. You can reach out to me. It's Felicia Kern Scott at Instagram, your IG, at Felicia Kern Scott. Also, author Felicia. That's Felicia, F-E-L-E-C-I-A. I'm also on Facebook as Felicia Kern Scott and Felicia Scott, of course. And anyone can reach out to me in any given moment, you know.
So outside of writing the children's book, are you going to write anything else?
I actually have a partial poetry manuscript written already. That part is copywritten, but I keep going over it. Like, I need more. I need more in here. So that's it. So I will definitely do more poetry.
You got to make sure you keep us posted with that poetry book and all of your work that you're going to be doing. You could drop that information, the link to your books in my inbox, and I'll do some promotion for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your inbox is Goddess Love?
No, my inbox is LaShonda Obery, LeShonda. Obery, O, B as in boy, E-R-Y. You could probably find me. Hezekiah tags me in all of his promo stuff for the show. You could probably find me in one of those tags.
Okay, because I was like, no, she's not in here by that name. What am I doing wrong here?
No, I might have to do some little switching there, do a separate page, maybe. I'll think about it. I'll see what I'm going to do. I might do a whole separate page for that. I might do that. But I can be found on Facebook at that name. And also the same, my name is on Instagram and Facebook. So,
I'm going to type it in right now. So I was most passing.
L-E-S-H-O-N as in Nancy, D as in David, A. Last name,
Obery.
Yep.
Because you have LaShonda Obery, you have authoress LaShonda. Okay. Either one will work.
No, just LaShonda Obery. Don't do the authoress one. I don't know what's coming out. I'll have to move that one. That's very old. I haven't been on that one in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did that like when I first became an author or something like that.
Some of those seasons that we go through.
Absolutely.
I remember seeing Paul Williams, and someone wanted him to read, I forget what poem it was, and he was like, he basically was like, no, I'm no longer there. Something along the nature. I don't want to misquote the gentleman. But he was not reading it. The person knows. And it was very polite about it. But, oh, my goodness, that.
ladies, that blonde lady is in the background. And before she cuts us all the way off, I would like to thank everyone for coming out to the Author's Lounge. And if you didn't get to hear everything, go back and listen to that replay.
It's been a pleasure.
It was definitely a pleasure having you on.
All right. Miss Felicia Scott, thank you for coming on.
Let me talk to you.
You ain't nothing but a bunch of lies. Really, you're the devil in disguise. Fool me once, you can't fool me twice.